Now, the school half-term holidays mark a milestone for many of us as we cope with the different lockdown restrictions. Mr. Brownsill, a teacher at the Academy at St. James Primary School in Ollerton, took the opportunity to reflect back on the last 6 weeks of schooling with some of his pupils. We'll let him introduce them.
This week's reporters from the Academy at St. James are
Olivia
and
Jacob.
As we approach the end of this half term, the two reporters wanted to give their thoughts. So, Olivia, how have you found this half term?
It's been really fun doing the Dracula pop-ups. We learnt about the V fold and the H fold. We also had the snow days. They were really fun. Most of the people in the bubble were sledging down the hill in cardboard boxes, but then we had to pick it up the next day, even though they were all soaking wet. And the first day of school, it feels like it was 2 years ago, not a few weeks ago. So it's really hard so far because of all the lockdowns and all the differences that used to be. Before we went into the first lockdown, no one knew it would actually happen. So, Jacob, how was your week half term so far?
My half term has been good. The learning in the bubble has been hard because two classes have to mix up into one bubble as the year six bubble, and I feel kind of nervous about the other class because I've never been in their class before and I don't know how they behave with each other and stuff like that. Also, the snow days have been quite fun because we all like to work together and build lots of snowmen, sometimes even some igloos, and we all have the same idea in mind to just play with the snow a lot. We've also been learning about e-safety and how to keep safe online by not always trusting everything that people say online. Like, never give personal details, and adverts are sometimes fake news. That's how my half term has been.
Jacob started describing some of the work and learning we did about e-safety, which has been a big focus this week. Olivia, can you think of any of the other things that we focused on?
We were talking about whether it's reliable to friend people online as well. Like, we can't just friend random people and expect them to be the same age as us. Like, we can friend some random person called Roger and them saying, oh, I'm the same age as you. And then you meet up with them and this is some 50-year-old guy waiting for you at the park. And you can't really rely on posts that you see online. Like, someone can say, oh, my finger just fell off randomly, but they must have photoshopped it because no one finger can just fall off without a frostbite or they're being chopped off. So you can't really rely on everything you see online or everyone you talk to online.
Good. So what do we need to do if we do read something online and we're not sure if it's true?
Check the comments or check other things, because other like apps about it, because not all the comments can be true. Like, the person who made that app or the post might have asked their friends, or can you comment that, or I've seen that, or yes, that's so miserable, so that everyone can believe it.
And many thanks there to Olivia, Jacob and Mr. Brownsill from the Academy at St. James in Ollerton. Some good tips there on e-safety, and we hope to hear more from the school over the coming weeks.